I'm the Reverend Amy Friedman. I serve here as your Minister of Religious Education, which means I direct the religious education program for children, and I'm also here as a family minister. And who are you?
Hey, Amy.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Reverend Howard Dana, and I'm starting my fifth year here. Can you believe that? Wow, that's pretty great. So I'm always excited. September is one of my favorite months because church starts up again. I was one of those kids that couldn't wait to go back to school because I was excited to learn the lessons, to meet the teachers, to see all of my friends. And for me, church is the same way. I love the first Sunday we're back because we're all here together, all ages. And it really feels like we're starting up a wonderful new year together. Do you feel that way in September?
I do. I had things that I love to do in the summer. I had a community of friends that I love to be with all summer long. So sometimes it was bittersweet to let go of that community where I felt fully myself and to go to school where it was not quite as an embracing community. But I love a routine. And so to get back into the routine of school and church and all those things, that really feels good. And it's time. It's time to get back to that routine.
Well, and one of the things that I love most about church is that it's the place where I can be most myself. It's the place that's going to take me just the way I am. I don't have to be anybody other than Howard Neal Dana at First Parish in Concord.
Your middle name's Neal?
It is Neal.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
N-E-I-L. I knew the N. Yeah. I knew the N, but I didn't know the Neal.
I'm named for my grandfather and my father. My grandpa's name was Howard, and my father's name was Neal. But here, I get to just be me. Yes. And I know that sometimes I fit in really well, and sometimes I feel like I'm from Mars.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that? You're more from New England, so you kind of get this a little
bit better. I am from New England, and I am the new kid on the block here, so... You know, we take turns both feeling very comfortable and like we fit in one moment and then another moment where maybe we stumble upon some cultural norm we didn't even know about until we stepped on it. So I think we go back and forth, both feeling very much like we belong and then feeling like we're an outsider, and that can happen in many places. But Unitarian Universalism is my home. It is where I grew up, and it is the only religious community that makes sense for my family, which is interfaith. So that is very much, that's why we are here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I think that song that we just sang together, to me, that song, that really gets it. Because it's one thing for me to come to church when I'm feeling good, when it's a nice day and my week went really well and I feel like, well, sure, it'd be nice to go and hear an inspiring sermon or some nice music. But for me, it's more important to know that this is a place that I can come to even when I'm not feeling all put together.
Absolutely.
It's a place that I can come to when I am feeling sorrow, when I'm feeling lost, when I'm scared. And that's really important, because if I didn't trust that the people around me could see me through those hard times or those hard feelings, then it wouldn't work on the good days either. So to be able to create for ourselves a community, a congregation that really cares for us, not just when things are going well, but especially cares for us when we're frightened.
Absolutely. And that's part of that routine, that ritual. You know, here in the service, as Marian explained, we have the prayer and the embracing meditation. You know that you can call out the names of the person who is on your heart this morning. And all of the children, you also have the ritual of sharing of joys and concerns. And we all take a stone and we have a moment to think, okay, what am I carrying with me? And sometimes people have great joys to share, and it's great to be able to do that. And sometimes you don't even realize you're carrying a sorrow. And so it's nice to have a supportive community in which you can be held. Absolutely.
So here we go.
another opening, another show.
Oh, exactly. No. Here we go.
But here we, absolutely. We are here year-round. We are a year-round community of faith. And this is the start, a fresh start for us of a new year. And I think given all that's going on in the world, we're all very aware of what's going on in the world as far as the environmental threats. And we're also aware of threats to our security and human rights here in the United States. And so we are called here because we believe in the inherent worth and dignity of every person. We believe that we can make a difference with our lives, and we can practice it right here. James Luther Adams said, church is, and he's a liberal theologian, Unitarian, he said, church is a place where we get to practice what it means to be human. And so I'm so grateful that we get to practice with one another and with this community.
Absolutely. And we can be that buddy bench for each other, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was thinking about it. What if we thought this year that First Parish in Concord is a buddy bench? It's a place where people are safe, and we can take turns. Sometimes we're the kid on the playground that feels left out and is feeling shy and withdrawn and needs support, and other times we can be the one that lifts the person up off the buddy bench. We are a place of healing and a place of support.
Well, here we go. It's going to be a great year. Yes. I'm so glad we all get to walk through it together.
Absolutely.